Should I take that trip? Should I return home? These are just a couple of the questions travelers are asking themselves as cases of the new coronavirus spread around the globe. As WBUR's Adrian Ma reports now, some people are canceling their vacation plans, while others are having their plans canceled for them.
While a lot of travelers are second-guessing whether to take that trip to Europe right now, Anthony Fiola was already there, and apparently having a blast. He's a sophomore at Emerson College and had just begun a study abroad semester in the Netherlands.
It was great. I was with my two roommates and we were traveling every weekend. And we really kept the bigger trips towards the end.
Speaking from his dorm room earlier this week, Fiola said his spring break had been all laid out. First, he'd go with his classmates to Milan, Italy. And then...
I was going to be going to Venice, Florence, and Rome. So I was doing all of Italy after Milan. Yeah.
That sigh, as you can probably guess, is because that Italian excursion ain't gonna happen. As the coronavirus outbreak has worsened, Emerson College has joined many other schools in suspending certain study abroad programs.
How are you feeling right now?
I am a little anxious. I know that I need to pack up all of my stuff at some point, and I don't think that I want to return, but I know that I need to.
According to Emerson, nearly 80 of its students will be returning from the Netherlands on Friday. And while Fiola says he understands, it's still a bummer. Plus, he's a little on edge.
I just really want to know how the rest of the semester is going to play out. I don't know when I go back to campus, like how people are going to react.
For now, the school says returning students won't be required to self-quarantine when they get back because the government hasn't put the Netherlands on a list for screening and quarantine.
Blair Travel, good afternoon. How can I help you?
Meanwhile, in Brookline, Shimshon Ehrenfeld is dealing with another kind of traveler. He's the owner of Blur Travel Agency and says the past week, the phones have been ringing every few minutes. Customers have questions.
Should I go to Europe? Should I go to Italy? Which country will become a hotbed tomorrow?
Also, what happens if I get sick? What if I get stuck in a quarantine somewhere?
We have to sort of be a psychologist or an advisor to people where we don't know the answers. So it's a very difficult position to be in.
One thing he does know, a trip canceled because of coronavirus fears isn't covered by regular travel insurance. He tells customers if they want that option, they have to get a policy with a cancel for any reason clause. Of course, Ehrenfeld says the people who are really scared aren't bothering with insurance. They just cancel. Folks like Jill Turk.
I was taking my brother on a cruise for his 70th birthday, and he chose to do a Mediterranean cruise out of Rome.
Turk is from Framingham, and she says after watching the news about the outbreak in recent days, she started to feel jittery about the whole thing.
And I just decided that it was too risky now because of the coronavirus.
So she called her brother, thinking he'd be disappointed. But it turns out...
he was worrying about it also, but he didn't want to say anything.
So they canceled the cruise. But that only solves one of her problems.
I'm supposed to be going to Disneyland in May. It's all booked and everything, and I don't know about that.
She says she's supposed to see her grandkids, so she'll probably decide to take that trip. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Adrian Ma.